I'm going to open the Prudential Committee meeting for April 30th, 2018, at 5 p.m. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perron, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock-Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Got your own mic today.
Amy Cates is recording. Can we do the Pledge of Allegiance, please? See Mr. LaPointe, who wants to talk to us about the parking lot, so we'll skip over that and go to the treasurer.
Yes.
Did you have anything that you wanted to?
I've given draft motions and the draft budget for your review. I know you had mentioned you wanted another review on like the 16th or so.
Uh-huh.
That was the two things that I've been working on.
Okay. All right. You're ready for the 15th at the Civic Association?
I've got to get the 100 copies of this made. I just wanted one last pass through you people, and then okay. We'll get those made.
Okay. Just to let you know, I've gotten a cord that's longer to attach your computer to the projector. It's 25 feet long.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay.
So, can we have a bylaws committee report?
Yes, we have. We held two meetings, one on the 25th, if I recall correctly, and one today on the 30th. And the bottom line is that no bylaws were changed. Some recommendations were made, especially to the Water Department, to take a look at Article 9, Section 5. The Water Department is interested in looking for funds that may be dedicated to help them with forestry of their lands. That's all I can think of. Can you think of anything that I may have left out?
Nope. Space needs. We had a meeting this morning, and 23 people downloaded the RFP.
A couple more than that, I think, now.
Yeah, there was one or two this morning.
There was one or two after the meeting.
And we had two people attend the meeting this morning. We answered as many of their questions as we could. And we tried to simplify what we wanted them to look at, as opposed to the detail that the request for proposals went into. And then we did a tour of the district properties. Did we find out if someone didn't come today? Is there another time for the, because that one person that didn't you have somebody today?
Yeah, this morning. Out of two, maybe two of them. I think one was out of Falmouth, and it's there. It's all there. So let's look at the date.
Falmouth, Keenan and Kenny from Falmouth, and Norian and Siani, maybe,
yeah.
From Concord.
Concord, yeah.
And also today was William Starch, Architect, Inc., from Fall River.
And if you can't read my writing, it's all on the emails I sent you.
Yeah.
Was there somebody from Orleans?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So do we know?
Nobody's inquired about another site visit. There isn't one scheduled. So I don't know how we'd handle it if somebody wanted to come down and look at things.
If we met all the legal deadlines that we needed to and posted, in other words, then we really shouldn't need to schedule another meeting then.
Didn't one of the people that contacted us today ask about, or maybe they asked, they did ask about seeing the properties, and
I thought the email was someone had said that they could make it, was sending someone.
Oh, that was what, yeah, Lindquist then?
Lindquist, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that was Tim.
That was Tim.
Yeah, he came.
This was somebody who called the fire station, and and they were referred to the chief. So.
Everything that I can that's come in should be on those sheets there, and also all the emails. When I send out a response, then you guys are infoed on it.
No, battery replacement.
Oh.
Charlie has it. So I don't know where Mr. LaPointe is, but I'll Charlie has it.
It's on now. What is that?
It'll go off again. Okay. It's red.
Where is it? Which way?
Twist it. So the construction of the house is complete, and they've moved their furniture in. And I spoke with Mr. LaPointe and Mr. Cataldo last week, Friday. They're going to put a fence up, and then they want to put some cypress trees in front of the fence. But those trees will be on our property. Now he told me about this at the beginning of the project, with the exception of the fact that he wants to put the trees on our property. So I told him I couldn't make that decision myself, and he said he wanted it to, so we weren't looking at a fence that prevent car doors from hitting the fence, and number three for privacy. You can take that for what it's worth. So the other thing he wants is a door in the fence. This is where I have a problem. So, he realizes that people abuse the door, and apparently his neighbors have been going through the gate to get from where they are to. So he's going to put a camera on, wants to put a camera on the fence, and it will be motion sensitive on the door. And if somebody opens the door, then he'll have a picture, and then he's going to email him and tell him that they can't use the gate. We can't say that he can't. He can have a gate there if he wants, but he has no right of access over this property. He never had a way over this property, and it's like everything else. If there's a door there, they will come.
And they will park.
And they will use that door. And they couldn't even get people to not come through our parking lot to work on the building, much less, over the years. So they want the door for the only reason. So Mr. LaPointe and his wife can go through it to go for walks. Now they have a driveway that leads out to another big shared driveway. There's our liability. Number one, we're liable for anybody who falls down and breaks something in the parking lot. It doesn't matter if they're coming from their house or someplace else. The parking lot is not lit at night. It snows. It rains. So I just don't think it's a good idea to, give them access to the parking lot. But I want to know what you think about that and the trees.
No.
I think you may have mentioned, friend. I'm not sure we can, as long as the fence is on their property, I don't know that we can keep them from putting a gate in their fence.
Right.
Perhaps we could set up a camera and we could email them when they trespass through the gate onto the district property.
We set up a buzzer with the buzzer in their bedroom.
Yeah. You know, I think that if they do that, then it would be appropriate to send them written notification that, if they were accessing the parking lot, they're doing so without our permission.
Yeah.
We certainly won't want them to ever be able to argue that they have an easement, a prescriptive easement.
No.
Chris has been sending secret sign language about putting a lock.
I don't want to allow anybody.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
No. If they want to go through the gate and walk out in the woods behind the Masonic Lodge, that's their concern. But I don't want them going over this parking lot because, you know, and part of their argument, I'm sure, is going to be is that Mr. Ceratoni has a gate in his fence over here. But Mr. Ceratoni has for years been paying for the maintenance of our lawn, you know, and pretty much the only person for Mr. Ceratoni that uses this lot is his son. That's because Mr. Ceratoni is elderly. So I'm going to, once it sells, I'm planning on making it clear that whoever purchases it needs to know that fence cannot be used to access our parking lot.
Yeah. So. Me? Okay. We can't legally tell him not to put a fence. If he puts the fence on his property, if he's meeting whatever zoning laws there are, he can put a fence there and put a gate in it. But if he wants to put trees, you know, down, what I would say is move the fence back and put the trees on his property.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, put it where the gate is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree with you with that. I would not like to see a gate there, but we can't stop that. But if he wants to put up some greenery for privacy, he puts it on his property.
Or he could, you know, leave the fence where it is and put up the trees on the inside. But then that would hamper his, you know, going around his house.
Yeah. Oh.
But, you know, I don't think that's our concern.
No.
So, well, I don't know where he is, but I'll let him know that we don't think he should put any shrubs on our property.
No shrubs on our property. You want to take a vote on that?
Sure. You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that any shrubs that be put up on the property, it's not Cataldo's, whose property is it?
LaPointe's.
On LaPointe's property, be on his own property. And if he wants to put up a fence, as long as he meets whatever zoning or you know, guidelines are for putting up fences, he can put a gate anywhere he wants because we can't stop it legally.
Right. But we can prevent him from accessing our parking lot.
You can try.
Make the amendment to that.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I was going to do the minutes, but I forgot. I didn't bring the dates with me for the minutes. So we can do those at the next meeting. Okay. Is there anything else?
I have a question. I have minutes for the bylaw committee for the 25th of April. I had made all the corrections that Ray and some other people, a couple of other people suggested. Unfortunately, I forgot to ask the committee to approve them because I had sent them out by email. And then we have the minutes from today. Would I be in violation of the open meeting law if I asked people to approve the minutes, by internet? You know, read them. Or do we need to get them together?
Yeah, you would be in violation. I think you can just put draft on it.
I did. I took draft off. Okay, I'll put draft on it.
Yeah, and then that it can go on the, be posted on the website, and you know, the committee can approve it next year.
Yeah, I'll ask the people to come by for some time when they can drop by for 5 minutes and approve the minute.
Okay.
I failed to ask for the policy advisory committee recommendations to be put on the agenda, but I believe that you, did you each receive an email from Ms. Gardner?
Yes.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
And set forth the two recommendations. The first, to request the Prudential Committee develop a set of standard definitions of different types of examples for all district employees. And this is moot, I believe, at this point, but I abstain from this, but I did. To request the Prudential Committee consider the establishment of capital stabilization accounts for use by the district for specific district approved purposes, which was obviously the topic of the bylaws today.
Do you have any comments about that?
Well, I think we pretty much beat to death the fact that we need to be really careful about establishing separate bylaws that are very narrowly defined, so I would be against that. And what was the first line item there?
Request the Prudential Committee develop a set of standard definitions of different types of leave, example, sick for all district employees.
Yeah, my own opinion on that is any organization that I work for, most of them are very large, they all have policies and procedures manual which did delineate vacation, sick time, personal time, holidays, all of that good stuff. So that would be a good idea. But you can't say all district employees because the firemen have their own contract, if I agree. And
that was discussed. And the Water Department handbook does address policies for its employees, and then it was discussed that obviously the contract, the firefighters' negotiated contract, sets forth their procedure or their policy.
Okay.
That was the request.
That was a request. Okay, I'll tell you my point on this. Massachusetts has an expanded sick leave definition law that goes upon. What that allows is for sick leave to be used by parents to care for sick children, if they have to go to a doctor's appointment, if they have to take a child with special needs, needs to go to the school and see the teacher, people are allowed to use that. So this law, which was fully in effect in 2016, I believe, exempts, it covers state employees, covers county employees, does not encounter federal employees, and it does not cover municipal employees because most municipal employees have contracts that define their state, their sick leave, use of sick leave. Other than that, it covers everybody else in this state. If you are an 18-year-old that's working 5 hours a week at Stop and Shop, you're covered, and you can accrue time, and you can use that time as described by the Massachusetts law. Now, I've been a pediatric physician assistant for almost 40 years, and something I do on a routine, regular basis is give parents out-of-work notes because their children are sick. And it's a very frequent occurrence with particularly families with young children that are in daycare, with all of them getting sick. I also took care of an elderly parent at home, and it covers that also. I don't think, considering that everybody is covered by this law in this town, I'm not interested in any other town, in this town, that we should allow our non-union employees to be discriminated against and not take advantage of using this law, which we can adopt. It would affect the Water Department, and they could presumably choose to employ it or not. It would affect Christine at the Fire Department, the Treasury Department. Would affect Jen, presumably. And it's not a large number of people, but I think that's the only fair and equitable thing to do. Somebody somewhere is going to abuse it. Somebody abuses everything all the time, and that can't be helped. But I don't think that our employees are, I think we need to trust our employees. Mm-hmm. We have Chris, who's a superintendent at the water department. We have the chief, who's overseeing the fire station. And they're professionals. And, you know, we need to rely on their best judgment. They know their employees. And we need to rely on their best judgment when it comes to the use of sick time. So, you know, I think in terms of any other definitions, there's a federal law for the Family Medical Leave Act. There's a federal law for pregnancy. I'm not sure if the state has expanded on the pregnancy. But, I don't think we need any more definitions than those. But I do think that we need to adopt the expanded mass law for the use of sick time.
I'm in agreement with that. I think limiting sick leave to the employee in today's day and age is a little bit unclear. More and more people are taking care of their parents.
I would suggest we just adopt the state the Mass General Law that that pertains to that. And this way, if it gets changed, we don't have to change the policies and procedures to match it. Just whatever the state law says, we go by.
The only thing I'm not sure is I think the Prudential Committee can approve that. I don't think we need the district voters to approve it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Chris Wiseman, Superintendent Kituit Water. Just so you know, our handbook was done over 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We did put it back to the person who wrote it. He added that family law that you're talking about to it. It was going to be amendment put into it, but we happened to notice that it contradicted another part of the book. So we have it at legal right now. It's due back by the end of the month. Okay. It's going to give us a verification on that. I have no problem. I think it's a great thing. I have no problem with the family law whatsoever, and we were going to put it in as it was. It was just a matter of what could be used for accrued time. And it contradicted before that sick time was supposed to be used just for sick,
yeah.
Specifically in our book. So that's why they're looking at it, and they're kind of looking at everything at the time. Out of a guy out of Hyannis, Michael Pierce, is reviewing it right now. He's done some work with Calm. So when I get it back, I'll definitely get you guys a copy right away.
Okay.
We discussed that. I believe it's Attorney Pierce, and he was referred by Attorney Boudreau to review. Okay. So maybe we should. I'm happy to look in.
We just double check with him to make sure that, but I'm pretty sure that we can adopt it, the Prudential Committee can adopt it. But we might want to have an article for the warrant pending. So we can put that on the warrant. Can we do that?
And
if it's needed to be voted by the district, or, you know, once we find out. but we do have to vote for the law to use it. So if we just have an article that covers that, and if we don't need them to vote on it, the Prudential Committee can do it, then we can rescind it.
Okay. I'll look up the law and the statute.
I can send it to you.
Statutory requirement.
I've got it at home. I'll email it to you. Do we need a vote to do that? Do we need a vote to do that, to put that on the warrant?
You as a committee can submit whatever you want,
okay,
for the warrant. You don't necessarily need a vote, but that way it shows that you're committed to it.
I move that we add an article to the warrant whereby the district would adopt the Massachusetts General Law definition of sick leave, expanded definition of sick leave.
I'll second the motion, but just for a little discussion, Chris was saying that he had something out in legal, and he was going to get it back and give it to us. Is this, are we superseding that now with this motion, or?
We have to supersede it with the motion, because it has to be adopted by us or the district.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any more discussion? In favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Okay. Well, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to bring to the commissioner's attention, excuse me, number 11 in the motions. I'll need some guidance about
this is the water department.
Yes.
And what particular part of it did you need guidance on?
The very top, Stan.
Oh, the motion to be whether we recommend it or not?
Correct.
Yeah, we'll go through that.
I think you need to open up your warrant and then close it before you adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
And you address the recommendations at that time.
Today?
I'm saying that you can adjust it, that you will make your recommendations at the annual meeting.
Okay. All right. So, I make a motion that we open a review of the annual warrant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So.
So we're talking about number 11 now, with the Water Department's appropriation.
Yeah.
And effectively, we're talking about whether we want to recommend it or not.
Correct.
I know there's been some controversy about it. I'm in favor of it. I'm in favor of bringing the salaries of the Water Department's employees up to what the surrounding competition in Mashpee and Com. I understand that the Water Department's done their due diligence and they're making a recommendation. This is not a COLA increase, this is an adjustment to bring their salaries up so that we're competitive and we stop losing employees. Thus, I guess I would be in favor of recommending it.
What I would say is that if you're going to make recommendations, you would make recommendations for each of the articles.
Yes, right.
So but if you can also wait until the annual
right.
meeting to make those recommendations.
Or we can make them at, I was going to have another meeting May 16th to go over the warrant and make recommendations then.
Yes, you can make your recommendations and I just have to figure out posting times and so I can get it legally posted
okay.
prior to the next. That's the 16th would be pretty tight.
Okay.
if you wanted the recommendations included.
But if we're silent on a recommendation, we could then just make it a district meeting is what you're
yeah.
telling us. So we haven't actually made a recommendation in some of the articles.
Yeah.
And we decide what those recommendations might be at our next meeting.
Yes.
That doesn't have to be part of
the warrant itself.
Part of the warrant itself, we would do that. Then we just
or we could.
Verbally advise the district of running decisions.
We could hold a meeting sooner. What's the drop dead date for you?
It's usually takes 6 days to get it into the newspaper.
Okay. So where it
we're at the legal ad.
So are we definitely at 2 weeks? I know we changed that. 2 weeks before the meeting?
No, seven days prior to the meeting.
Okay.
For the annual. It's 14 days for special.
Special, okay, all right. So, what your pleasure, what would you like to do? Do the recommendations now, or get a chance to review them and then come back with another meeting.
I'm not going anywhere.
You want to go through each article now and see if we want to make it? Let's do it. We're here, let's do it.
Okay. So the first article is that the district vote to accept the reports of the officers and the committees of the district as printed in the annual report. Article 2 is to move that the district set the FY19 annual salaries of the elected officials as follow: Prudential Committee, members of the Board of Fire Commissioners, members of the Board of Water Commissioners, $1,250 each, moderator, $250, and town collector, $1,000, as provided under Section 108 of Chapter 41 of the General Laws. Recommend?
Can we recommend?
Sure.
So we have to abstain since we...
No, we can recommend. So...
Yes, we recommend.
We need to vote to recommend.
I move that we vote to recommend...
1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, Articles 1, 2, and 3.
Second?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Article 4 is for FY19, the district vote to raise and appropriate $82,550. And that's got a typo?
Yeah, it's a typo. It should be your comma there.
It should be a comma.
For labor and salaries for the finance department, and $254,750 for the remaining expenses of the finance department to be appropriated approximately as $254,750,000 for operations and zero for miscellaneous expenses, for a total appropriation of $337,300, said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee. Vote. Do we want to recommend this?
No, I move that we recommend Article Number 4.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Article 5. This is a motion by the fire commissioners and is recommended by the Prudential Committee. I move that for FY19, the district vote to raise and appropriate $1,611,690,000 for labor and salaries of the fire department and $337,650 for the remaining expenses of the fire department to be apportioned approximately as follows: maintenance, $77,500. Operating expenses, $259,150, and miscellaneous, $1,000, for a total appropriation of $1,949,340, said appropriation to be extended under the authority of the fire department.
I move that the Prudential Committee recommend this Article Number 5.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's see. Motion made by the fire commissioners. Article 6, I move that for FY19, the district vote to borrow or transfer or appropriate from certified free cash the sum of $55,000 to replace the roof of the fire station, said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the fire department.
I move that we vote to recommend Article 6.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You have two sources. Are you looking at two sources for this article?
I don't know what you mean.
You're one to borrow and one to transfer.
Transfer.
Is that the... I thought we were...
With the motion itself... The motion itself should tell you which way you're going.
I don't.
So the warrant has the options. So, I mean, basically you're not...
Oh, so we can't... I was trying to write a motion that held the option out to use free cash or to borrow.
What you need to do at the time the motion is read is either to borrow or to transfer and appropriate. Or if you're going to do both, then you can do both. But by the time the motion is read,
you can't hold the option open long is what you're saying.
You can leave it open until the night of the meeting.
Yeah. Oh. So then it needs to change this vote to either borrow or transfer or a combination of both.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
This is Article 5.
Article 6.
Article 6. So that's the warrant article, which...
Okay, you can do a transfer and appropriate.
Just so you know, when the motion comes up.
Okay, there's a couple others like that, too.
And/or.
Okay. Try to keep my options open.
So that covers all three of those contingencies.
At the end...
To borrow, and/or.
Your motion itself is what you're recommending
the
district do. So a motion will tell you where that money's coming from. It's either to borrow or to transfer, say, from free cash. It could be to borrow $200,000 and transfer from free cash $100,000.
Right.
So, okay. The warrant itself is just telling you what's coming up and where it might be, the funding might come from. It doesn't have to explain it.
So
the motion does.
The motion does. So by the time we come to the meeting, we have to have the words tied down one or the other. But in the ad, you can't have either or.
In the warrant.
In the warrant. Oh, I'm sorry.
This will say transfer. It will say raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate and or borrow and appropriate.
Okay.
And you have three options in which to use.
All right.
Or you can use all three.
Okay. I got you.
What do we need to do?
You're voting on the article to raise and appropriate the sum of money. I just.
So do we need to rephrase the motion then?
You will at the time of the meeting. Yeah.
So what are they? So we can approve this. We can recommend this. Recommended.
You can recommend the article itself.
Okay. I think there's a motion on the table to forward to.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
So the same thing would happen.
Right with this.
Let me read that.
Yes, sure.
Okay, Article number 7, I move for FY19, the district vote to borrow or transfer and appropriate from certified free cash sum of $40,000 to repave the fire station parking lot, provide a proper handicapped access, said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the fire department.
I move that we vote to approve Article 7.
Vote to recommend.
To recommend.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Article 8, I move that for FY19, the district vote to borrow and transfer and appropriate from certified free cash the sum of $60,000 to replace 6 air packs and 16 air tanks with new updated units. Said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the fire department.
I second that. To recommend this article. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll read number 9. Article number 9, I move that for FY19, the district vote to borrow or transfer an appropriate from certified free cash the sum of $60,000 to replace two of the department's vehicles by and trade-in and or sale. The vehicles to be disposed of are 2006 Ford Explorer SUV, VIN number, et cetera, and 2010 Ford F-250 truck, VIN number, et cetera. Said appropriation to be expended on the authority of the fire department.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Article 10, I move that for FY19, the district vote to donate the existing fire department boat, a 21-foot 2005 Edgewater, DMA number 04709C505, to the Kituit Firefighters Association, a 501c3 organization. Said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the fire department.
Second. All those in favor of recommending this article?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Article 11, I move that for FY19, the district vote to raise and appropriate $26,000 for the Water Department for service connections, $338,570 for labor and salaries, and $280,111 for the remaining expenses of the Water Department to be apportioned approximately as follows: $73,500 for maintenance, $205,111 for operations, and $1,500 for miscellaneous expenses, for a total appropriation of $1,174,681. Said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the Water Department.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was there a mistake? Where'd we get this? We just gave you a lot more money.
Yeah, right.
Hold on.
Well, the bottom line for the total public.
Yeah.
Seven.
Hold on.
I did add.
Okay.
It ties to the budget.
Okay. Okay, so I just have the wrong figure here.
Well, you should.
That's
what you can do. Nope. Okay, so we have the third.
Yeah. 340, 280, 205.
So with the 1 million, it's three articles together.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's a total. So,
it's a total.
So the 644. 644 is for Article 13.
Okay. We're doing Article 11.
All right, we're doing Article 11.
Okay, and the 644, 681, as far as the budget is concerned, is the Water Department. FY18 Water Department budget. There's also a typo there on order, on the budget, number 13, it says FY189 Water.
So the 644,
681, correct? Is that what you got?
644, 681.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The article here doesn't correspond to the article on the draft budget we have.
The article.
Draft number 11. Okay.
Yes.
Article 11 doesn't correspond to article number on the draft budget. The article number 11 on the draft budget says Scott Air Tanks.
I think 6 and 7, Freedom Hall.
budget, I have the Scott Ertz in the fire department on page 6 of 14.
On the draft page, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, on the summary page?
Yeah, front page, yeah.
I believe Article 6 and 7 are not part of the warrant.
Let's hope they are. Let's hope they are.
I don't think they were.
Articles.
But if you look at the summary page.
I'm looking at the summary page.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're certainly not Article 6 and 7. I'm just looking to see.
Well.
It says Freedom Hall for restoration.
45K.
Yeah,
Article 6, right.
Basement ceiling. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying these ceiling. Article numbers here don't coincide?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What he's saying, the Freedom Hall articles on the draft budget, the summary page, are not in this document.
I got
2 points.
Yeah. I mean, this is in the summary.
Yeah, I got you. So it's two things. Those numbers have to change, but also in Article,
be a new article.
It will be a new article. It would be 15.
Two articles.
It would be two articles, 15 and 16.
I already have it.
Yeah, it's down here.
I already have it. And 16. And 17.
Streetlights, yeah.
I think it's going to be Articles 20 and 21, right? Because we have Article 15 and 16.
Right, so they usually come after the budget.
Okay, so those will just be renumbered?
Yeah, those will be renumbered, right. And then we'll just push everything back. What I do have to change out here is these all have to be adjusted inside with this. In Article on the first page, those numbers on the draft budget have to be changed to coincide with this.
Yeah, with this, and they have to be included in this.
And there's two more articles that have to go in here. Number 15, the floor, 16, the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then from that point on, we have to renumber for the streetlights would then become 17. Library would become 18. Debt would become 19. Benefits would be 120. Stabilization would become 21. And then the last one I have is I left it open standing. You won't have any articles coming out of it. So
that'll go away.
For the sickle.
That'll be it. Yeah, the sickle. So that'll become 22. And that would become the last article.
Okay, so this is the proper figure. For Article 11, the total appropriation is $644,681.
Correct.
I
where that figure came from.
Right.
But those are coming.
And in the two debts.
Yes, okay, so here comes those. Do you want me to read them?
So, did we vote to approve this?
I think we did.
Recommend it?
As amended. As amended. Article 12. Are we ready to, everybody up to speed? Article 12, I move the FY fiscal year 19, the district appropriate $470,000 to pay costs of water system security system upgrades, which upgrades include payment of all costs incidental and related thereto, and that to meet this appropriation, the treasurer, with the approval of the Prudential Committee, is authorized to borrow said amount under and pursuant to Chapter 44, Section 8 of the General Laws, or pursuant to any other enabling authority, and to issue bonds or notes of the district therefore. Any premium received upon the sale of any bonds or notes approved by this vote, less any such premium applied to the payment of the cost of issuance of such bonds or notes, may be applied to the payment of costs approved by this vote in accordance with Chapter 44, Section 20 of the General Laws, thereby reducing the amount authorized to be borrowed to pay such costs by a like amount.
I make a motion that we recommend draft Article 12.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We can do 13.
Okay.
Let's back up to number 11. Yeah, we recommend it as amended.
Yeah. Okay. A motion made by the Water Commissioners, Article 13, moves that for FY19, the district vote to borrow or transfer an appropriate sum from certified cash, the sum of $60,000, to replace one of the department's vehicles by and trade in and or sale. The vehicle to be disposed of is a Ford 350 truck, VIN number as printed, said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the Water Department. This will be...
Second.
This will be reworded to read to borrow and or transfer, or to borrow and or borrow and appropriate or transfer and appropriate. I make a motion to recommend this article.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Number 14.
Well, Article 14 will become. Should we kind of make those up and vote on the Freedom Hall? Because Article 14 will become, I move that for the fiscal year 19, the district vote to borrow and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate from where, $45,000 for the floor restoration of Freedom Hall. Okay, so it would be to borrow and or transfer and appropriate from certified free cash the sum of $45,000 for restoration of the floor of Freedom Hall. Said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee.
Second.
I move that we recommend this particular article.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Article 15 will become, I move that for the fiscal year 19, the district vote to borrow and or transfer and appropriate from certified free cash the sum of
$15,000
for replacement of the basement ceiling of Freedom Hall. Said appropriation to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee.
Second.
Second.
I second that. Yeah.
All in favor to recommend
Aye.
This article?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So now we're back.
Now we're back to what, page 14?
Yeah, which would be Article 16.
Okay, this is Article 16. Okay. I'll read this. Article 16. I move that for FY19, the district vote to raise and appropriate $4,818 for the labor and salaries of the public buildings custodian and $17,835 for the remaining expenses of the district's public buildings to be appropriated approximately as follows: maintenance $11,850, operating expenses $5,885, miscellaneous $100, for a total appropriation of $22,653. Said appropriation to be extended under the authority of the Prudential Committee.
I second that. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. So 15 is 17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I move that for fiscal year 19, the district vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $10,400 to maintain the streetlights of the district. Said appropriation is to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee.
I make a motion that we recommend it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll catch the next one. The next one is what, 18?
Mm-hmm.
I move that for FY19, the district vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $21,050 to support the maintenance of the Couture Library. Said appropriation is to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee. And I move that the Prudential Committee recommend this article.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll get 17. Actually, this is
19.
Article 19. I move that for FY19, the district vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $427,550 for payment of principal and interest. Said appropriation is to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee. So I move that the Prudential Committee approve Article 19. Article 19.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next one. Article 20. I move that for fiscal year 19, the district vote to transfer from certified free cash and appropriate the sum of $255,000. The district vote to transfer from the OPEB trust fund and appropriate the sum of $120,000, and that the district vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $697,015 for a total sum of $1,072,015 for the purpose of paying employee and other post-employment benefits. Said appropriation is to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee.
I move that we recommend that Article Number 20, that the Prudential Committee recommend Article Number 20.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So this becomes 21. Article 21. I move that in fiscal year 19, the district vote to appropriate from certified free cash and transfer the sum of $25,000 to the stabilization fund as provided under Section 5B, Chapter 40 of the General Laws. Said appropriation is to be expended under the authority of the Prudential Committee.
I second the recommendation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number 22, Article Number 22. I move that the district vote to amend. This one's out.
This one's out. Yeah.
But that will be.
That's sick leave.
Sick leave.
Yeah. Okay, but so that's going to be our.
So we need some. We need some words. Did we develop some words for?
I recommend that the. I move that the district vote to approve the Massachusetts state law, blah, 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 for the numbers, with the extended sick leave for the residents of Massachusetts.
We will vote to adopt.
Vote to adopt it, correct.
Second.
So, Charlie, is that okay?
So it'll be up to you to quote the appropriate MGL.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And the last one's just motion to dissolve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so. Good, we found some errors here. Do we correct them?
We had a comma.
Mr. LaPointe's here.
Two articles to add a change to the total amount on 11. And you'll renumber those.
Mm-hmm. Normally, we have the budget, and then we get the capital articles. Does it make a difference on the numbering?
No. Whatever way you send it to me, put it in there.
So you can renumber it if you want, renumber the articles.
Okay, so if you want to... So it's 14, now you can 15, and then it'll be 16, so we have the budget, and then the two capital articles under.
You're going to take 16 and put it in 14, and then...
Yeah. I'll redo it, send it to me, you can wordsmith whatever I did.
Yep.
All right.
I'll change on the draft, the reference to the articles here.
Okay, thanks. Is that working up there? So, Mr. LaPointe, you wanted to speak to us about... There's a microphone right there.
It's still working. If it's still working.
Yeah.
Yes, looks like it's working. The main reason we wanted to come here, I'm here with Ralph Cataldo, who's the builder for our project, was first to thank you for the ability to access the property using your lot while we were doing that. Without that, it would have taken much longer, been more expensive, and we're very appreciative of that. So we had a chance to thank Francis last week, and we wanted to be able to thank everybody for that. When we met with Francis, we did have one request, which she said she wasn't authorized to grant. You know, it would need to be something you all decided, and I also thought it would make sense to explain to you the rationale for the request. When we are done with, next week we're putting in a, is it this week or next week, Ralph, that the fence is going in? Okay, so that's later this week. When we put up a fence, we are putting the fence very close to the property line so that we can maximize the parking space that we have on our property, and repairing the edge of the parking lot and putting in place a 3 or 4 foot bed on this side of the fence, that we were hoping to do some planting so that it would look better for from everybody's perspective. I went back and took a look at your meeting minutes and noticed that in November there had been some discussion of us doing some plantings there, and it seemed like it was something that you might be open to. And I've got some pictures just to, if it's, can I come forward and just share with everybody? Security camera. We're going to try to monitor that so that people, you know, if people are doing that repeatedly, we will know, because you know, we're not crazy about people walking through our property to do that. And we've actually thought it may make sense to move the gate more towards the left side of the property, you know, towards the garage side, versus there, so as to discourage the neighbors who have been using the lot and using the gate and going down our property to access their house. So we're thinking about moving it down further that way. So we kind of have a shared interest in limiting the access of the other houses that use it. And the last thing I just wanted to mention was Joe Saratani, who is a wonderful man, has maintained the back of your lot for a number of, your property for a number of years. I know he's not going to be there forever. He thought about selling his house a while ago, and I think he may plan to do that once these projects are done on either side. You know, we would like to be a good neighbor, and you know, would hopefully be the people to step up.
Discussed this earlier because we had thought that you would be here earlier in the
five.
And the conclusions that we came to are that you know, within your rights as far as zoning and stuff as putting up fences are concerned, as long as you meet any town requirements, that's your responsibility. And we would prefer not to have a gate, only because we would not like people to, if there's a gate, people are going to be parking and using a gate. I don't care if you put it to the left or the right, they're just going to be using the gate. And the other thing is, we would not like to have, you know, 3 or 4 feet, even though it's beautification, of our property used up for shrubbery. So, you know, the conclusion we came to is that, I think the fence is fine, and I think the shrubbery is great, but they all need to be on your property.
Can't you just walk down your driveway and out the road?
It's just, you know, more convenient to do it that way. There's always been a gate there. And,
you don't have an easement over this, over the parking lot. And I think the problem is with a gate is it's going to be there and people are going to use it. And it's going to be very difficult to stop that. And it's been, you know, it's been... Even with everything Mr. Cataldo did to get people not to use our parking lot, since the fence is gone, everybody's coming across the parking lot that's working at your house. And they've been doing that for the whole entire project when they were certainly in trucks that were small enough to make it down the driveway. So, we can't tell you that you can't put a gate there, but we really do not, we voted not to allow access over our property. It's a liability to us if someone is injured on our property. I just don't think it's, if you want to go through the gate, put it further down and go across the lodge property, you can talk to them. But I really don't think it's a prudent decision to have you go over our property. And certainly Mr. Saratani sells his house, I'm going to be speaking to whoever purchases it to let them know that, you know, that gate needs to, they can leave it there, but, they should not be using it to access our property. So do you have any comments?
No, I don't think it's appropriate, unfortunately, for the district to be giving private citizens the right to put plantings on the district property. So, it's just kind of my position on the matter.
I hear what you're saying. What we're doing is, it's better than what was there before. Maybe it's not that it's ideal as you'd like to have it. It is as you know, a couple of a lot of people park there and walk over it all the time.
Yep.
With, I don't think us walking across the lot to go get a cup of coffee at the grocery company is a tremendous liability.
Yeah, I can look the other way if you and your wife and maybe a guest or two that you have across the property, frankly. but you know and I know there's a date there, people are going to use it.
Yep.
And that's the issue that we have.
Okay, we don't want it to be used by anybody other than us doing the walking, which is why we're opposing to it. If you ever felt that the plantings were a liability, you want to take them down, that's your right.
And I don't think the plantings are a liability, and you're then imposing on the municipal property. And then, you know, I mean, you get arguments for people that pass to the ocean that have not been recorded in deeds and stuff like that. But somebody said, oh, I'd be nice and let them go. And then the next purchaser of the property says, hell no. I mean, things like that just happen. So, I mean, it's best for us to keep, you know, our property lines, you know, in integrity the way they are.
The water department at the moment is having a problem with a homeowner who has got a shed on their property. There's a fringe on their property, and I believe they've been working on trying to get that squared away for a year.
Yeah, 9.5 months.
9.5 months. Yeah.
We're
so.
Uh
huh. Yeah.
It seems to be in the water. There's a difference between putting a structure that fires on your property. Maybe some land is sort of our gift to you guys to put these plantings there. That there'd be, you know, your rights.
But at some point, it would become our responsibility to take care of them. And, you know, we've got enough to take care of here on this property.
You know, your intention, I really appreciate your intention. I have no problem with that. The plain fact of the matter is that actually, we probably don't have the authority to say you can use our property for beautification type of thing. We don't have that authority. And we have to have to. So, yeah, I think it.
And the ones that are being on Joe's property that are trying to ask those of his grandfather to do, you know, the same issue with those?
Probably it's the same issue, but we haven't addressed it yet. I'm more concerned with the gate, as I said, people, you know, accessing this the property. Doesn't happen so much, you know, at Joe's, but, you know, in the summer, your landscapers park here and go through the gate to do your landscaping, or they were last summer.
Other landscapers?
I don't know, but they
were. I didn't actually have any landscapers last summer.
Yeah. Neighbor's landscapers are using
summer,
your gate.
This,
people come to use this park, and they might go back, and you go to a house down the street on Main Street.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the five houses that are right here. The reality is it gets used by a lot of people.
I understand that, but, you know, I think, you know, we're trying to limit it as much as possible. And it was 2 years ago. They were mowing your properties before the house was taken down.
So would Joe's pull up there to his landscaper?
No.
Landscaper pulls
in. Yeah, well, that's because he does all of this property, you know, so. So,
it's not an easy situation. I think you've been very gracious up to this point, but I just feel that we need to maintain our property line. And as soon as you don't, for the next year or two, it may not be a problem. But at some point in time, we'll all be gone, and somebody's going to say, "Hey, what are those shrubs on those doing on our property?" Kind of thing. And so what do you think? At 3 feet, how wide is it? Is it 40 feet wide? Do you take it 120 square feet? How many parking spaces would that be?
Well, that's the other thing we were hoping to get. If you're parking right next to the MG, that's an issue that I think people just want to see happen. Sounds like you've considered it, and even listening to me, you're sympathetic, but not willing to change your position.
I would say that's a good assumption.
If you should change your mind, let me know, please. We'd set up the irrigation system so it's easy to run something off there and irrigate it to maintain it. If you ever change your mind, and you're going to see us, you know, not using the lot like
appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Tried to discipline everybody the best we could across the park. We used it more than we said we did, no question. It was so frustrating for me. But, you know, we're going to do whatever you want on the side. You know, Peter's got all the posts on it. Body, we're going to put some posts in the ground, 42 inches high for you guys. There's a little sinkhole by the drain over there. We're going to fix that for you when we fix the driveway. Now, the parking lot is, it was originally skewed because of the. If you ever look, you look at the edge of the pavement, it goes like this all the way down. It's not a straight line. So what we're going to do, we've already established the property line again with the engineer, so we have a straight line across. Bill's fence is going to be in probably 6 inches. And then the bed that was there, all this bed here, he instructed us to get rid of everything. We took the stump set, we took everything out, cleaned it all up. There's still a bed there. So, you know, his whole point, like he described, he's just trying to put some plants in there. But the bed's still going to be there. It's all cleaned up. It's going to be nice and clean and neat. We're just going to leave the mulch there. And it'll be about maybe 3 feet. It's going to change. We're just trying to get it established a straight line. It might be 3 foot, 3 inches, or something like that. We're trying to give you guys a straight line. We're going to cut the top. We're going to bring a professional paving company and fix the edge. We had to wait because the truck was wrecked until they finished the fence. The vehicles were wrecked. Moving trucks. So we got it all fixed, everything is done, and we know exactly we're going to cut it. I think we sprayed it for you the other day in orange. So it'll be clean and neat. We're going to leave you a nice bed. It's got irrigation right there if we ever need it. And we're probably going to do that hopefully in the next couple, 10 days or so. You know, we just want to get the fence in. The Walpole fence is doing it. So everybody that's coming here, all pros, mm-hmm. Walpole will be here, AAA Paving will be here, and Tavaz will be here. We stuck in Saturday, fixed a couple of cobbles that broke in the driveway and moved around. And that's my plan for the rest of the way. As soon as it's posted, then I'll email you.
Okay.
We'll probably have to call Dick Safe over.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll stain them before we put them in the ground. Put them in the ground, get them all nice and clean, and stain them again. So when we're done, we'll be all fresh and clean. So I'll go ahead and stain the picture. So that's what we'll do.
That's okay. That's all right.
Please let me know if you should be considering.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did we adjourn the meeting?
No. We can now. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
So moved.